What's up, gamers? Welcome back to another random episode of Press Start, the eighth episode, the ultimate podcast for all things gaming. I'm your host, Ayub Hassan, and here with me is the usual crew and some new voices. All right, I'm going to go around this table. You won't be able to see that, though. First person up, Yahya, introduce yourself. What's up?
Hello, I'm Yahya.
The next person is Ayub, who's been here last episode. Say what's up, Ayub.
Yo, what's up? It's Ayub.
Next person is Shep over here. Shep.
Yo, what's good, y'all?
I haven't heard your voice in a while. Hazik, go for it.
This is Hazik.
All right, a new voice, Hamza. Hamza, introduce yourself. Go crazy.
What's up? I'm Hamza.
All right, and Eminem, last episode.
What's up, chat?
All right. As usual, we have a bunch of episode questions and stuff. You know what? Screw it. We're going to go on topic. So, first question of the day. What game has the best soundtrack? Let's just argue with that about it for a little bit.
What game has the best soundtrack?
Best soundtrack. Haji wants to go first.
Honestly, one game series I felt that has bombed it when it comes to soundtracks is honestly most like the Sonic games. I'm not sure if you guys really have heard most of the game sounds.
But Sonic, like the game app?
Most of the games, yeah. Honestly, from way long ago, most of the games have really good soundtracks. Just my personal opinion.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Hamza.
What game? What's it called? Do you think has the best soundtrack?
What game has the best soundtrack, brother?
I gotta say Halo. That's a really good one.
All right, Halo.
Why do you say Halo?
Why are you on him? All right, go for it. Yeah, you explain it. Why do you think Halo? Why Halo?
Why do you say Halo? Explain.
I think it just really matches the themes in the video game, and also it's the type of ones that just pump up the person playing, and it's just really nostalgic.
All right, that's a fair opinion.
Okay.
All right, how's it go for it?
I would have to agree with Ayu about the Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yep.
Sonic?
Yeah, yeah. Sonic Colors is kind of tough, I ain't gonna lie, bro.
You know what's funny? Because
like back then, we all used to play, yeah.
Temple Run.
Temple Run. Had one good song, bro.
Not also mobile game. You're right.
The Temple Run was golden, man. That's the song it has when it started. The monkey said, ooh, it was just so funny, man.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, that's reasonable. That's reasonable. Funny enough, literally, we were just talking. I think we have our soundtrack of the day like a couple episodes ago. It was a soundtrack from Sonic. So I think it was. Right?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Y'all love it. Running around at the speed of light. And, you know, I'm just going to add it right now. The gaming soundtrack of the day. You know, perfect intro into it. Today's feature gaming soundtrack of the day is Shadows of Evil soundtrack, but the opening.
Yep, from Black Ops 3.
Black Ops 3. All right. I don't think I went. My favorite, it's called, I'm a wrestling fan, y'all know that already. I'm going to say the best WWE soundtrack, game that had a soundtrack, best soundtrack, I would say 2K20. Although it was during COVID and stuff, they had some good songs popping up during COVID. It dropped 2019 pre-COVID, but it was still a banger soundtrack.
I didn't really play like the WWE 2K games.
Yeah, I mean, no.
I really just played like whenever someone says 2K, I just think of basketball.
Yeah.
So. Like, would you think golf, PGA tour?
No golf, no baseball.
Yeah, you wouldn't think about that, wouldn't you?
No, not even wrestling, not WWE.
Yeah. I understand that for the most part.
I mean, what got you into wrestling? I want to know.
Wrestling, all right. You want a whole tangent out of me, don't you? I mean, we do have time, so. I think it was just as a kid, I just watched, it was called a lot of wrestling. As a kid, me and my brothers, wrestling and stuff. Freaking so much submissions, moves and stuff. Freaking pedigrees and back freaking breaking moves.
Your parents didn't care about that, man?
My parents cared. My mom was like, let him go. I'm the youngest, and it's my oldest brother. He's like, let him go. And I'm like, no, I'm trying to beat him back. You know, it'd be funny, bro. But that's just what got me into as a kid. And then I started watching it a lot. I mean, I do catch up on it nowadays. Like, I don't religiously watch. I don't think I've ever watched a live, like, show. I've been there IRL, but I've never like, oh my God, it's 6 p.m. I'm going to tune in on the USA Network. I've never done that. You know, I've watched like clips and after shows and stuff. I've been to actual shows, but I never watched it religiously live. But that's about it. Not bad.
Fair enough.
All right. I'm going to the next question, which I think I skipped over. What is your dream game crossover? So like, say, collab, like Fortnite, how they collab with literally everybody and their mama. What do you have a dream game collab? And I'm just going to make it easier for you. It could be anything. It could be, like, a shoe company and Fortnite or whatever, or Call of Duty. It could be whatever. So what are your dream gaming collabs?
Bro, easier. That just made it harder. You gave me more options.
How? That's more options. It's better.
Still hard to choose, bro. There's so much different stuff. Like
Balenciaga
Sonic,
or something.
Sonic.
No, Mario, not Balenciaga.
You know. I don't know. I just thinking about it. First thing that popped into mind.
Balenciaga in Fortnite, bro.
What?
We're not doing that.
No, not that. You got IRL Balenciaga Sonic.
Like Jordan and Fortnite, but Balenciaga?
No, not Balenciaga, bro.
Wearing the goofy ass shoes. What the hell?
Aren't they already adding shoes onto Fortnite? Like you can customize your character shoes? No.
What? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're adding.
I'm pretty sure you can do that.
Says, what Fortnite. Was that? No, yeah, it's just skins. What are you on about?
Yeah, I don't remember customizing shoes.
I will. You know what? We have a laptop. We are fact checking this right now. This is the reason. Can you? Because I know ain't no way. Can you customize?
I mean, different characters have different shoes.
Yeah, you could do that.
You can't
customize.
Hamza plays too much Fortnite, so like you should be able to know. Like,
where
can you switch shoes?
Who even said this? You will be what? The fresh addition to lockers means that you will be able to add shoes to most of your outfits.
Yeah, you
Fortnite
add shoes.
Kicks.
Yeah.
Oh, literally November 1st. So
see,
like,
literally
this so
month,
new,
it's
bro.
So new.
Like it's like you know when the new Juice WRLD skin came out. I think they brought it back when it was like that.
Nah, this is
I didn't play Fortnite.
This
for
initial
a
lineup
lie.
Of kicks include Nike,
but I know
Jordan,
you kids be playing too much Fortnite right after school.
I did not play for a hot minute, bro.
Man, my friend Hamza right here is a Fortnite diehard, man. He be playing Fortnite right after school till the night, man. He be telling me, come in. What you got to say about that,
man? And he's lying.
I mean, it was pretty close, though.
That makes no sense. It's brand new, so of course, you know, I'm new, bro. I don't understand this, you know?
I mean, Yahya be playing Fortnite. I know Rocket League, Fortnite.
Hell no. I haven't played Rocket League in 2 years.
Bro, no way this guy just said I'm new, bro, on podcast, bro.
I haven't played Rocket League.
Bro, saying yes, King Audios, bro.
What are you talking about?
This dude just said I'm new, bro.
Yeah, I'm new to this. I've never seen this in my life. No, it's literally it came out November 1st. It's November 12th right now, bro.
11 days ago, bro.
11 days ago. How would I know that?
You did not play Fortnite for 11 days?
No. I'm new. Yeah, I am new. But I think I played it when I was at the airport. But like,
this guy has like the most, like, he spent the most money on Fortnite than all of us right
him?
Here.
Him? Me?
Him? You?
I did not spend that much Fortnite. You have...
No, my bad. It's you right there. Are you
Haji, do you even play Fortnite like that?
Yes.
Play enough to be buying Robux?
Bro, this guy texting us 9 in the morning.
The only time I ever touch Fortnite is if one of my siblings wants to play it or one of my other friends wants to play it. Any other time, I'm not touching it at all.
Okay, I can admit, I have spent, I feel like out of this room, I may have spent more V-Bucks.
Bro.
I've seen people with way worse debt.
You have 1,150 something hours in Fortnite.
That's not that
you're
bad.
That is that bad.
That is for years of gameplay. That is for years of playing.
You were not playing for years,
bro. Yeah,
let's
be real. Like,
season 5, chapter 1.
You got
before,
2018,
before,
bro.
Nah, before you had chapter,
that's
back
not
in,
that crazy.
Back in the freaking Omega days and stuff, and John Wick days, bro. So it's been time. It's been some time.
I only got 6 hours in Fortnite.
That is
6 hours.
Six
one
hours.
Time you knew, bro.
One time
no,
you went to a
and
knew.
I, but I started
he
playing
knew,
last
bro.
December, though.
You knew, Archie.
He knew,
but
bro.
I started playing last December, though. I started playing last December till now. I only got like 6 hours. I don't be on it that much.
Well, Muhammad is making all these claims. Let's see what's his favorite game.
Yeah, what's your favorite game, bro?
My favorite game? I mean, I got mobiles or on console?
Console.
Okay, console.
Like console, PC. Too,
okay,
bro.
PlayStation. My PC. Favorite game's FC 25. Not FC 25. I just got it. FC 24 right now at the moment. I just play that a lot. 2K24 2, I play that a lot. And what's it called? Call of Duty.
Bro, here's the thing with 2K, bro.
That is basic,
like,
bro. That's basic.
I used to like OG 2K probably like 2016, 2017. It's been like getting worse, but I'm still going to buy it every single year, though. So. Stupid. It's terrible, bro.
Bro,
no,
you all know Ayub has like what 2K12.
You gonna
bro's
barely even touch
on that, bro.
2K12 was kind of tough.
Barely gonna touch it anyways. Like,
Nah, 2K12, bro. If y'all, I think I've literally told about this like a couple of episodes ago. Literally, 2K12 is legendary modes like that. That one is one of the most hardest modes ever. And if you want to talk, if you want to hear about it, find it a couple episodes back. I'm not sure which episode. I'm not gonna fact check that. That'll take way too long. Next up, all right. So, gaming pet peeves or traditions. All right.
Okay, so it's not really like a
when you're playing game
or tradition. Let's say you're playing Fortnite or whatever. You're in like a party. Maybe you're like super young, and there's like a whole bunch of people that are older than you. And then they say, "What do you do with the soccer ball?" And then you say, "You kick it," and they kick you from the party. Or they say, "What's the shape of Italy?" And then they say a boot, and then they boot you from the party. It's not a tradition. It's terrible.
Hey, but if somebody did that to me, bro, the soccer part, yeah, we throwing hands, bro. I'm not leaving there, bro. We throwing hands, bro. You cannot tell me, oh, what do you do with the soccer ball? Kick you. Hey, kick. Man, we throwing hands.
That shit gets you pissed, bro.
Bro. It's honestly for some stupidest reasons ever.
Exactly. And people be so young that are victims to that, bro.
I swear, literally, bro. We can have the most littlest argument, and bro be kicking me from the party, bro. I'd be so pissed off.
I ain't gonna lie.
Literally, if we sold the last game, like, if you sold the last game and had the audacity to kick me from the party, yeah. I'm throwing hands with you, bro.
Bro, I low-key kicked a few people. I said that before. Like, it's messed up. But it's so funny,
bro. You always got
though.
That one annoying friend so that got kicked him out, bro.
Hey, if we're talking about, like, team games, my biggest pet peeve is those, like, online daters. And I don't mean, like, those couples that play together, but those people who make it the whole personality.
Bro, that's literally the most, the top three games online daters be on. One, Valorant.
Overwatch.
Two, Overwatch, and then Roblox, bro. There's so much.
No, Roblox.
We literally call them odors, bro.
I played Overwatch a few times. I've
Yo, Roblox couples, like, bro, they're hella funny, bro.
Nowadays, bro, we got 60 years old playing Roblox, bro. Just I don't know what they're doing there, bro. I hear some kids saying, "Yo, what's it called? I'm about to play Roblox, right?" I'm be like, "Yo, are you playing for Roblox?" I'm thinking this person like 8 to like 17, you know, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They tell me they're like 30. What the hell are you doing 30 years old
maybe
on
like,
a Roblox game?
Maybe unless you own like stocks and Roblox or something.
Like you
got
yeah,
like
you can check
business,
up on their game
like,
and stuff.
You
like,
cannot like, be on Roblox
oh,
at a 30 year old.
Or a developer. Like you're making money off that game. You could do that. Like I've seen some. I think I went through a phase trying to make a game in like Roblox and stuff.
For sure.
It was that good. All right.
Bro, there's mad like YouTubers, bro, and they be making like they be getting mad views over the like littlest games. These games are like not these
Flamingo.
Games are playing
Flamingo.
It.
Mr. Flamgo. Yeah,
what's that one streamer name that plays too much Fortnite? Like he be on Fortnite.
Nick A30?
And that guy is
yo, he's
Fortnite. Wait. The glasses.
Yes, Nick A30. Yeah. The one that spams the KSI song.
See people like him.
Oh,
like,
from the screen.
I'm in the thick of it. Everybody knows.
You know what? I think we have. This is the perfect segue. Bro, what do you think about that song, bro? Is it? I feel like it's not too crazy.
Oh, hell nah.
I feel like people spam on TikTok. They
spam it.
They be spamming it.
Always drama when I ring.
They spam it. They think
they spam it. Like, the first part is good. No, the first part is good.
Chef, why do you know this word by word?
Yo, you know the first part. Yo, the first part is good, but like in the middle, it's kind of bad because like from the screen to the ring.
Hell nah.
That's the only like, that's the key. That's the key.
On Ayub Soul, that song is tough, bro.
What?
Hell nah.
Why am I sold?
Oh, you're dead,
that
bro.
That song is not tough.
What do you mean I'm dead?
But you see the KSI, you see the KSI edits watching his own song, right? And then as soon as they get to from the screen to the ring, they pause it as soon as they get to it, bro.
I think his own brother reacted to it. It's like, nah, this is mid. This is like garbage.
You see Speed?
That's like a Disney song. That's like something.
No, that's like a 2016, 2017
song. But you see Speed?
If that song was made in like 2016, it would not be hating on it as much
exactly.
As like right
it's
now, bro.
It's like behind its time. 2016 had the cringiest songs, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yes, bro.
It had the toughest, like nostalgic songs.
When did that Logan Paul song come out? Or Jake Paul. Every day, bro. Got that Disney Channel flow.
Shut up.
actually, fact check that right now. See when that song came out, bro.
Yo, it was 2016, I remember. It was like 2017. In fact, it was 2017, I remember. It was 2017
release
something in like
fall. You used to listen to songs from 2017?
2017? I didn't
2017, yes, that era.
All the third grade talking about it, bro.
Sure.
Prime era?
Vine sat down.
Man,
it was like 2016.
The best
was 2016. Low key,
2016 is like the best year since like 2000, bro.
It's so nostalgic. I ain't gonna lie. Like 2016, it has so many like things happen, bro.
All right.
For sure, for sure.
I got a question.
Go for it.
It's for this question specifically for Hamza.
Damn, why you on him today? Why you on him?
Nah, I just
glaze.
I got a question for you, Hamza. Name a game that made you emotional or mad.
Mad.
And you're like rage like that makes you mad.
2K like 2 minutes ago, bro.
For sure, for, for sure. Rocket League. I mean, that game had me throwing controllers.
So what? What game?
I mean, Rocket League. That game was the definition of just rage inducing.
Yeah. Bro, hey, I can answer that question.
No.
If y'all ever play any like Souls-like games, Dark Souls, Elden Ring. Bro, it takes like 300, 400 attempts to beat
I
that
always
game,
see
bro.
Playing that,
yo, bro.
Do your homework on beating
Malia.
Do your homework on beating Malia,
bro. Fortnite gets me pissed, bro. When you're 1v1 someone, bro, another person comes in, bro.
No. Forget about the one-on-one. You're on Battle Royale.
Yeah.
You're like top 50. And now you're like, oh, yeah, I'm about to win Victor Royale, right?
Yep.
Somebody randomly just like snipes you from the back.
Third party, bro.
I threw my controller because of that, bro. I threw my controller. I hate that, bro.
I lost the controller just because of that, bro. I threw it. I don't even know how far it went, bro. Still stuck. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, that may have been me. I'm always sniping people.
Bro.
I mean, it's a skill.
If I see the person that's sniping me, bro, I probably like might start a fight with him, bro. Like,
look, he
because
right?
Snipers, like they're like one step above campers.
No,
I mean, you can't do anything about them.
Yo, the campers are the most annoying people I ever met, bro. You go in the house, bro. They come boom, boom.
At least it takes skill to be a sniper. Also, they're putting themselves at risk unless they're like camping. If they're out in the open, just like sniping you, they're putting themselves at risk too. And it takes skill to like just snipe from that far away.
But like, so you know those people that camp, you know those people like that camp in houses for no reason?
Oh, yeah.
They're so annoying, bro. They be hiding under the stairs.
The ones that annoy is they like, they trying to say, they put something down like a,
yeah, like a trap.
They go and put something down. They're waiting for you to pick it up. And when you find them, they start running away. It's like they don't know how to play the game and they're trying to kill you. Like, that gets me mad, bro.
I feel like the people that camp are, like, scared of people that...
All right, one more. Last topic. We've been just being yapping, bro. I feel like we don't need... We need topics, but we just go off it, bro. We just go way off it. Last topic. You know what? Chef, go pick... You can pick one, bro. Go ahead.
Now, let Hamza do it. Let Hamza do it.
Why are you on him?
Not too late, bro.
You're on
him. Bro.
You're on
him. I'm off him, dog.
Off it, bro.
Yeah, relax, buddy.
Glaze.
What's some games you guys wish had a sequel?
Yo.
Hold on. First thing that pops to my mind, Red Dead Redemption.
For sure, for sure.
Number two, is Detroit Become Human.
Is there not a Red Dead Redemption 2?
Technically, Red Dead Redemption 2 and Redemption. I guess I'm saying a trequel. That's what I'm saying. A trequel. Well, all right. Because the first one technically on PS3 is that one. But what I'm talking about is a trequel to that. But another one comes to mind, if y'all play Detroit Become Human. It is so good.
I know another one. Even though one is coming out, Ghost of Tsushima really needs a sequel. I didn't finish it,
but I'm like halfway through that. I love it. No wonder I've seen people replaying that. Like, I've been like wondering.
Yo, bro, I spent hours playing that, bro. While my brother's PS4, I spent hours playing that day to night, bro. It was so interesting. I don't know how.
Bro, like Sekiro, like... Y'all need to do y'all homework on Ghost of Tsushima. Yes, okay, you get it. Bro, it's like a Japanese name. Do y'all homework on that game. Get an inspiration from Souls games, from Software, like Sekiro, Dark Souls 1, 2, 3, Demon Souls, Elden Ring. Yeah, you can look that up right now. Look it up if it got inspiration from it, bro. You're going to see.
I feel like more games should like kind of incorporate like swords and like ash and like
we're
guns,
fact checking as we speak.
Like not make them too OP, you know. It does a really good job of that.
All right,
different like fighting class types and stuff.
Bro, we be going. Oh, the question was sequel, right? Do you Sekiro? What? All right, we're still fact checking as we speak. What's it called? What's another game that should have a sequel?
Probably Spider-Man 2.
Ask Muhammad.
The treacle, but
probably Spider-Man too.
Yeah, that's Ask Muhammad. Yeah, Eminem. No. Talk, bro. Talk.
Come on,
go for it. Go for it. You've been on this case all day. Go for it.
Spider-Man.
Nah, you sold his answer. Give me an original one. Give me an original one.
Still my
shit. Stop trying to steal the flow.
The Dark Knight.
Yo, Loki. He got it.
I'll let you slide on that one.
But Spider-Man 2, bro. It doesn't have a sequel going on.
Imagine the graphics remaster and stuff, bro. That game was made almost 10 years ago. And it's still one of the best. Right. Imagine with all the advancements in gaming and stuff. Imagine if it had the movement of Spider-Man right now. Like,
All right. The results from the fact checking. This PlayStation exclusive blends Dark Souls challenge with Ghost of Tsushima accessibility. My brother, this is another game. It's not.
Wait,
yeah, you see, you trying to fact check me? No.
It literally looked like it, bro.
You keep fact checking.
Yeah, I think we should move on to a different topic.
Bro, this is our last topic, so we'll just wrap up your comments. Haji, you got any, the question is basically, what game do you think should have a sequel?
Honestly, there's nothing that comes to my mind. Most games either already have a sequel or do not deserve a sequel at all.
True.
It's looking kind of hard to choose. It's like games, a bunch to have it.
Yeah, some games, if they have a sequel, I feel like the game will be messed up, you know? If Detroit Become Human, I feel like that'd be a good game. Like, same Ghost of Tsushima. It could be a good game, but a sequel, some sequels don't do them justice. It ends up worse.
Sometimes
it just messes it up.
Sometimes it's better to remaster or make the original just much better.
All right. Shoot for Hazek.
That's all we got for this episode. Thanks for kicking it with us on Press Start. Make sure you hit the follow button for more gaming breakdowns, random topics, and out-of-pocket rants. Until next time, keep those controllers charged, aim your true, and always remember, life is game, so press that start button and play on.